I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hi there. We are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
And tell you something. The one who's resilient, that's the one you got to be afraid of. They'll never lose. We go get back up. You know why? Because if you can get back up, what if you fall down and you know you'll never stay down? You can always get back up. There's no such thing as failure. The greatest fear that a human being has is failing. Well, I just get back up if I fall short. I'll try it again. Well, what happens if you fail 1,000 times? I'm just going to get up 1,000 times then. You become immune to setbacks. You become immune to adversity. You become immune to anything that will keep you down. So this is why resilience is so needed. No matter what happens in life, get back up and try it again. See who you'll become in that journey.
Stop waiting to get lucky. Stop waiting for a big break. Instead, be thankful, truly thankful for what you do have. And go out there and fight and battle and brawl to make your own luck.
You have to be willing to sacrifice everything for an end goal that you might never get to.
Everyone thinks it happens overnight, yeah. And a lot of people build this construct of like, oh, they're just lucky. Luck is a part of life. Luck can get you a minute. Luck can get you your 5 minutes. Luck can get you one hit single. Labor, effort, work allows you to call it your vocation.
Let me ask you for one promise, just one. For the next 6 months, I want you to give it everything you got. No half effort, no distractions, no excuses. Just pure effort, just pure focus. Because the truth is, success is nothing more than effort consistently applied. If you block out the noise, step away from the endless scrolling, stop feeding your weaknesses, and start doubling down on your strengths, I guarantee you, by the end of this year, your entire situation will look completely different.
In 365 days, you'll have another year to look back on, and you could choose right now for that to be a gratifying reflection, or you could choose to be what your future self looks back on in disappointment. No matter what you do, you'll arrive at that day, and you'll come to the realization that time will never wait for you. You see, most people hate their past self, but I guess it's rarely enough to see the self of right now as an opportunity to fix that for the future. Do not outsource pain to your future self. Please make him happy.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
If you feel out of place because you'd rather work on yourself than settle, then you're exactly where you need to be. Choosing effort over ease won't make you popular, but it will make you powerful. Every small decision to take the harder road adds up. It shapes you into someone who's unstoppable. Most people take the easy way. That's why most people don't stand out. The world doesn't need another follower. It needs leaders who dare to be different. It needs people like you. So don't stop now.
You could journal and start journaling and writing down your thoughts and writing down your dreams. And when I say that, pick up a pen and a journal and write it down. Dreams, I know this sounds woo-woo, but it's not. Dreams are really powerful, very interesting. They're going to tell you a lot about yourself. It's going to tell you about those journeys your brain takes at night that are pretty fantastical. You write that down. You go back into your childhood and you go, what was it that made me so different? What, that was so weird about me? What was it that I was attracted to? As you go through that process, things will start coming up and memories will come up and you'll start connecting to who you were when you were young and you're connecting to who you were as an adolescent.
You should be excited, extremely excited, because this is what all the effort that you put in was for. This is what all the sleepless nights that you spent staring up at the ceiling, wondering if you're delusional, if all this is going to work out is for. This isn't the end of the line, my friend. I'm not saying that you're going to obtain and achieve everything that you've ever wished for. But what I am saying is that very, very soon, you will realize that it's all worth it.
You want to achieve your goals, but you're trapped between two realities. Wanting to be disciplined, but not acting disciplined. The only way out is to open the box. And you open that box by taking action. Think about it. How often is it that you dream of getting the results you want, getting fit, building that business, accomplishing something big, but then you stay stuck in the same place, too comfortable to change? You're trapped between desire and hesitation, alive with potential but not fully real yet. You have to open that box, and you open the box by taking action. So here's what you're going to do next time you procrastinate. Next time that excuse pops up, take action instead. Force yourself, will yourself into motion to get that thing done. And I guarantee you that the second you start doing that is the second you start making progress towards your goals.
You don't need a therapist. You need to stop defining normal life as a problem. Growth is stressful. Decline is stressful. Stagnation is stressful. Life is stressful. The only thing that it actually tells you is that you're alive. Because you want to know who lives stress-free? Dead people.
The thing about pain is, like, you feel it right now. It's temporary, man. But later in life, you don't remember the pain. You just remember, like, the glory and the good times, the exhilaration of pride and achievement, man. That outweighs all the pain, struggle. Because if you push through the pain to achieve the pride, you forget about the pain was ever even there. But if you can't push through the pain and the pain stops you and breaks you down, well, then that pain is forever. Because you never got pride to outbalance it.
Science shows our expectations can drastically affect how we perceive reality. People who believe they are capable of doing something are far more likely to do it. People who believe they will heal from an injury or illness do so quicker and more consistently. The mind is a really powerful thing, and it affects our bodies and relationships in ways that we don't fully understand. This is why the advice to think positive works for so many people. It trains them to expect better things, which then makes those things more likely to happen. Leverage the expectation effect to your advantage.
Believe in the impossible, not because it's easy, but because the alternative is settling for less than you're capable of. Convince yourself that you can do it.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Even when the odds are stacked against you, that belief isn't just your starting point. It's the fuel that gets you through the days when nothing seems to work. Doubt might visit, but it doesn't get to stay. Because when you refuse to give up on yourself, it's only a matter of time before you win.
Have you ever stopped to ask yourself the tough questions, the ones that truly matter? Not the kind you toss around in passing, but the ones that dig deep into who you are, what you want, and why you're here. The kind that force you to slow down and face the parts of yourself you've been avoiding. Let's face it, most of us live our lives on autopilot. We follow the rules society sets for us, chase goals that look good on paper, and silence the voice inside us screaming for something more. We're told what success is supposed to look like, what happiness is supposed to feel like, and what we're supposed to value. But deep down, many of us feel off. Something doesn't add up. Here's the truth. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of the questions you dare to ask yourself. When was the last time you paused and truly interrogated the life you're living? If you've been feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or even numb, maybe it's time to stop searching for quick fixes and start asking the uncomfortable question. But let me warn you, the answers won't always be comfortable. They might even scare you. That's okay. Growth isn't supposed to be easy. It happens when you confront the things you've been avoiding, when you strip away the layers of societal conditioning, and when you finally start living for yourself. Take a deep breath. Give yourself permission to be honest. This is about you and no one else. You deserve a life that feels real, not one that just looks good on the outside. Imagine for a moment that money and status didn't matter. Close your eyes and strip away every paycheck, every promotion, every successful image you've crafted for the world. What's left? What would you spend your days doing if money wasn't a factor? Who would you become if society's expectations were no longer weighing you down? For most of us, this question feels impossible to answer. Why? Because we've been conditioned to tie our worth to what we earn and how we're perceived. But let me ask you this. When you were a kid, before you knew what a good job or financial stability even meant, what lit you up? Was it painting, writing story, exploring nature? Think back to a time when your dreams weren't constrained by reality. That's where your truth lives. These desires aren't random. They're clues to what your soul truly wants. And remember, it's never too late to realign your life. You don't have to quit your job tomorrow or throw caution to the wind. But you do have to take that first step toward creating a life that reflects who you really are. How many of your decisions are shaped by what other people might think? Be honest. For most of us, the answer is too many. We're terrified of being judged, misunderstood, or rejected. So we play it safe. We bite our tongues. We conform. And in doing so, we silence the most important voice of all, our own. Now, imagine for a moment that you didn't care what anyone thought of you. Imagine you could speak your truth, boldly, unapologetically. What would you say? Maybe you'd finally tell someone you love them. Or maybe you'd admit that you don't love the life you've built. Maybe you'd stand up for yourself in a way you never have before. Or maybe you'd finally look in the mirror and admit the one thing you've been too scared to say out loud. Just let it out. Because here's the truth. The more you suppress your voice, the more you lose yourself. And the only way to reclaim your power is to start speaking your truth. No matter how scary it feels. Happiness. We all chase it. But do we even know what it is? Let me ask you something. When was the last time you felt genuinely happy? Think back. Was it a quiet moment with a loved one? Watching a sunrise? Losing yourself in a hobby? Happiness isn't found in stuff. It's found in moments. It's found in connection, creativity, and presence. But here's the tricky part. Happiness looks different for everyone. What lights you up might not light me up, and that's okay. The key is to figure out what your version of happiness looks like. In stillness. Here's the truth. Happiness isn't something you find, it's something you create. And it starts with knowing what truly matters to you. Once you figure that out, the next step is simple. Do more of it. Success. It's a word we hear constantly. But here's the question most of us never ask. What does success mean to me? For most people, the definition of success is handed to them. It's a good job, a big house, a fancy car, a picture-perfect family. It's climbing the corporate ladder or hitting a certain number in your bank account. While there's nothing wrong with those things, the problem arises when we adopt someone else's version of success without ever questioning it. Let me ask you this. Are you chasing a version of success that actually fulfills you? Or are you chasing what you've been told you're supposed to want? It's okay to feel scared. It's okay to feel unprepared. These emotions are not signs of weakness, they're signs of being human. But don't let them hold you hostage. The courage to face what you've been avoiding is what will set you free. Start small. Maybe today you simply acknowledge what you've been hiding. Maybe tomorrow you take one step toward addressing it. The goal isn't to have it all figured out. The goal is to stop running. Because when you stop running, you give yourself the chance to heal, to grow, and to finally embrace the person you're meant to be. Asking these questions is only the beginning. The real transformation happens when you answer them honestly and then act on those answers. It's not easy. There will be moments when the truth feels too raw, too messy. You'll be tempted to turn away, to fall back into old patterns, to tell yourself, maybe someday. But here's the thing. Someday isn't promised. The only moment you have is right now. So start today. Sit with these questions. Write down your answers. Reflect on them deeply, unapologetically. And then ask yourself, what's one small step I can take toward living a life that feels real? Because that's what this is all about. It's not about perfection or having all the answers. It's about living a life that's aligned with who you truly are, not who the world expects you to be.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny System comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny System with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
When you start living authentically, something incredible happens. You stop chasing approval. You stop measuring your worth by external metrics. And instead, you begin to create a life that feels good on the inside. A life that brings you joy, peace, and fulfillment. So, take the leap. Answer the questions. Face the fears.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings gotta go away. It's raining outside, it's cold outside, well, you don't want to put those long hours in at work. That's what I'm talking about. Your feelings must go away. When everybody leaves to go home and there's only one light on in a building, a 15-story building, and only one office. That's the motherfucker right there you gotta be. That is true. But you gotta learn to shut your feelings off if you want to achieve greatness.
People that are hungry believe, always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. People that are hungry know if you want to be successful, you must be willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have.
The difference between who you are and who you want to be is what you do today. Everything tomorrow, I'll get to it tomorrow, or I'll get to it the next day. Who told you you had to tomorrow? Who told you that? Like, come on. Like, now. No opportunity wasted. Now. No opportunity wasted. Now. No opportunity wasted. How arrogant are you to think that if you don't do it right now, do it when you have the opportunity, that you're gonna have the same opportunity a week from now? How arrogant. How arrogant of you to think that if you don't get it done today, that that same opportunity is going to present itself 6 weeks later. How arrogant of you.
The number one thing that's going to change your life, the only thing that will change your life, change your business, change your money, change your relationship, is you must raise your standard. The only thing that changes our life long term is when we raise our standards. It means that all of us in life have things we want. We don't get what we want. We get what we have to have. We all get what we tolerate in ourselves and other people. But when you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes.
I say chase your dreams, man. Do that thing, man, that keeps you up at night. That thing that bothers you, man, that makes you trip. You can't quit thinking about it. You always, that thing, man, that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a new idea. That's what you got to chase. Because anything else, it's going to disappoint you. You're going to forever be sad, man. If you don't chase that dream, you're going to forever be miserable, man. I would hate to die and never do the thing I was born to do. That's a sad thing, man.
There's times in your life when things are going to happen that you've got to begin to put your dream on hold. And you might have to reinvent yourself. It's called life. And don't tell everybody about it. 80% don't care. 20% glad is you. You have to suck it up and handle it. Being a risk taker, walking by faith and not by sight. Stuff happens to you.
It's something that you have to harness. Something that you want to be. You have to be that person that has developed a game changer mindset. A person that wants to be the uncommon amongst the uncommon. Game changers, a motherfucker that says, I've been training my entire life to take the big shot. I'm talking about a person that knows their value and knows that when they come to the table, it's the best in the world. A game changer has built that belief through hard work. They know who they are, and they bring the difference to the table.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard...
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
your life will be easy.
Because the warpath is also a war against weakness, and so it leads to strength. It is a war against ignorance, and so it leads to knowledge. It is a war against confusion, and so it delivers understanding. Then the warpath leads to control and to ownership of your life. That is the warpath. The path of fire and adversity, the path of blood and sweat and suffering. The warpath is the interminable path of discipline, which is why it leads to freedom. In the end, the warpath leads to peace.
When you're working on something you want to achieve, you have got to stand up to that voice. You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day. According to your level of belief, it will manifest itself in what you're doing.
I want to tell you something, man. You are unbreakable. Like, realize this truth. You are unbreakable. Broken is a mind state. It's a mindset. It is not your identity. It is not who you are. I don't care what people try to tell you. I don't care what people try to give you. I don't care how people treated you. Realize that you're a warrior. You're unstoppable. You're unbreakable. You can't break what can't be broken. So stop thinking you're a broken person.
Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day. You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you.
Today, I'm taking scalps. I'm putting the pressure on. I'm the aggressor. I'm on the attack. Will not.
It's decide, commit, and resolve. Some of you, in the past, you've gotten momentum. You've gotten passionate. You've even made a decision. But a decision is the first step. Decision is like a war. I gotta do this or that. All right, I'm gonna make myself do this. But commitment is when you now, after you've decided, you commit to do this for the long term. Whether it's hard or easy, doesn't matter. You're doing this. It takes it from this moment and it carries it into the future, even when things are difficult.
Stop rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth so that you can get where you want to go. You can be who you want to be. You can be who you should be. Who you should be when you do what you know you should do, when you pay attention to the little things, when you implement discipline. True and unflinching and unmitigated discipline in your life. When you stop, when you look for weaknesses to work on, when you allow no easy excuses. And all that starts when you stop lying to yourself. That's when you can become who you know you should be.
I'm worried about the fact that if you continue to do this, if you continue to tell yourself, I don't know what I want, I can never have it, I tried, it's hard, it's not going to work out for me. If you are the one that is against your big dreams in life, that is the reason why you're unhappy. That you are the single biggest, loudest voice for why you can't have what you deserve. That is the source of misery.
Because the fact is, I don't care how long you've worked on your dreams, how long you've avoided your dreams, how long you've been scared of your dreams, how long you've downplayed your dreams, those dreams are still very much alive inside of you. You're not supposed to be small. You're not supposed to be arguing against your dreams. Let other people do that. You're the one who's supposed to have the biggest and the loudest and the brightest voice when it comes to the matter of your dreams.
And that means you gotta stop thinking about it and stop dreaming about it. Just start doing it.
Resolve means it's done. It's like, it doesn't even if you took action, it's done inside you, so it's done out there. There's no question whatsoever.
You got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself, every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective, telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
Take that first step and make it happen. Get after it. And get after it here and now.
Stop and think. What's something really big that you would love to see yourself accomplish? If you were to just roll the clock ahead, a year, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 15 years, what is it that you really want?
All in love with the process, because it is the most beautiful thing in existence. I mean, right now, you are in the process of pursuing something extraordinary. You're developing your mind, your skills, and along the way, experiencing failure, but then learning from it and continuing forward, smarter, stronger, more equipped than the last time. You meet new people, experience new things, doors open up, and periodically you look back and realize how far you have come. That is beautiful.
I think most people feel really lonely when you want something that doesn't currently exist. And so some people call that dreams, some people call that goals, whatever it is, you're trying to pull something from your mind into reality and you want it done a certain way. And if it's not done that way, it's not what you imagined. And so people on the outside will throw stones and call you names that they think will change your behavior and get you to stop.
Remember, sometimes you will take the wrong turn in life. You take that wrong turn, it leads to a dead end. Now what are you gonna do? You gonna sit there at the dead end and stare at it? Or are you gonna turn around and figure out which way you're supposed to go? You're gonna go through a lot of dead ends in life. You just gotta keep it pushing. Figure your way out of it. But don't ever just stand still. Life is always going. So if you stand still for too long, life is gonna pass by.
Majority of people just don't, they don't do it. You know, it's like a lot of people want it, but not a lot of people want to do it. So just by taking that one little step, you've separated yourself from the herd.
The most important thing is to take action. That is the most, even if it's the wrong action, if you take the wrong step, if you take the first step in the wrong direction, the difference between you and the person who doesn't take a step at all is the worry. You have to take the first step. You have to take some kind of action.
Most people are incapable of picking a direction and going, just going. They observe the possibilities. They get paralyzed by all the possibilities. They refuse to move forward in all the possibilities, and then time passes them by. So it's very important that you make a decision and you go down that path. You commit to that path with the mentality of having zero options. I don't have a choice but to see this through.
You know, you're not gonna be perfect. Yes, you're gonna have times in your journey where maybe you fall off in certain areas, or maybe you're not as disciplined, or you waver a little bit, right? But it's about maximizing the moment that you have.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, right? Having the self-awareness and the self-reflection to be able to catch yourself when you are falling off or slacking in a certain area in your life, and bring yourself back to center, ground yourself where you are, and make the most out of this moment that you have right now. Make the next right decision.
I feel like if you don't know where you want to be right now, you just need to ask yourself, what would you like to be doing a year from now? Because if you shorten up how long it takes you to get to where you want to be, it's easier and more attainable. I think when you think about what you want to do 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it seems like too far to reach. So starting with baby steps really helps you figure out where you really want to see your life go. Not where your friends or family want to see it, but where you want to go. And if you know at least where you'd like to be this time next summer, that should give you a good indication to start looking in that niche, in that field, down that path. Like, whatever that looks like for you is for you. And only you know that.
All of us are trying to find something, trying to find meaning, love, contentment, because we feel that something is missing. That's why we're so busy, why we kill ourselves with work, why we can't be still. This drive is what allows us to accomplish things, so it's not all bad. The problem is that when we do accomplish things, we don't feel that much better. Never seems to fill the void. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, you've wandered all over and finally realized that you've never found what you were after, how to live. Not in syllogisms, not in money or fame or self-indulgence. Nowhere. Ain't that exactly right? What we have to realize is that the answer to our problems is not more. Money, power, renown, these will not satisfy us. We satisfy it simply by living our life as nature demands. That means by being good, by being true to ourselves, by focusing, by not wasting a second wishing anything was otherwise or caring what other people think of us. We just live as well as we can.
The fact is, there is something big inside of you. Lean into that. I know that you have huge ambitions, and I want to make sure that you never give up on going for them.
Best day of a man's life is the day he realizes that nobody's come to save him. If he can know that and feel peace about it and almost be excited about it because he gets to go fight his own hero's journey, he'll win. If he can accept it, he'll win. Because you take entire responsibility for your life. Too many people give up responsibility in your life to then point the finger at somebody else. Take responsibility for everything. I'm going to win. I'm going to get up, I'm going to go to work and do the same thing I did yesterday.
When you guys think about what it is that creates greatness, and when you think about all the things that you wish you could be and wish you were and wish you could become, you have to understand that that requires effort from you. That requires you doing things intentionally that are going to make you uncomfortable, that are going to help develop skills that you can then apply to any plan that you move forward.
Challenge yourself. There's always more things that we could do, that we can face, that we can get things done, but we don't want to do it because it feels scary, it feels uncomfortable. We worry. That's another way. If everything in life is doing well, then that means you're not challenging yourself enough.
Feeling lonely? Me too. I feel lonely a lot. But what loneliness is at its core is a lack of understanding of who we really are. When something bad happens, why me? To feel sort of a grievance. that things aren't fair, to feel that other people aren't giving you what you want or what you deserve. Start from a position of feeling kind of sorry for ourselves. We deserve more than what we're getting. And so Amor Fati is very powerful in that you train yourself to accept everything that happens. It's sort of a banality to say that things happen for a reason, but there's some truth to it. For Nietzsche, it was, this is life. Life involves pain. Life involves adversity. You're going to die one day and it's not going to be pleasant. Your friends and family members, they're going to die one day and it's not going to be pleasant. You're going to have failure in life. People are going to hurt you. But that is life. That's what it is. So to resist that, to be angry about that, means to not love life itself.
Join an easy crowd. You won't grow. Go where the expectations are high. Go where the demands are high. Go where the pressure's on to perform, to grow, to change, to develop, to read, to study, to develop skills. Go where the demands are high. Go where the expectations are strong so that it'll provoke you, push you, urgently insist that you not remain the same for the next couple of years, the next 5 years, that you'll grow and change.
The battle is feelings versus discipline. And I hate living according to your feelings. I hate acting according to your feelings. They get you messed up, dude. They jack your life up. They get you in trouble because not all feelings are good. You cannot live your life based off of your feelings. Feelings do not equal reality. Feelings do not equal results.
Won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons are going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for you. You have the audience. You have all of these other things that are behind you. But in the beginning, it's just you with a stick against a bear.
Need you to understand that there is an undeniable power behind belief. And I know that you've never had anybody that's truly believed in you, but I'm telling you that I believe in you. I know that you can overcome your destructive habits, that you could become more confident, you can earn more, you can let go of traumas that should no longer serve you, and you're better than that.
I'm saying what if and start saying why not. Some people are gonna live with the what if for the rest of their lives. But when I get old, I'm on my deathbed. Man, what if I would've took that chance? What if I would've just started? What if I would have took the first step? Taking the first step got us exactly to where we are today. You take a chance to do to the true love of song a dream, it changed your life. But exactly where you are right now is always going to be there. It's never going to go anywhere. Your hometown is going to be the same. People are going to be doing the same shit around you. But a chance for you to get out of where you're at, step out and take a chance on life, and it could be the best decision you ever made in your life. You can't sit down and what if? Sit there on your ass and think, damn, what would it be like to be there? Go fucking do it.
The hardest part about change is not making the same choice as you did the day before. Now, once people understand that they're going to be uncomfortable, then the question is, what thoughts do you want to fire and wire in your brain? What behaviors will you demonstrate in one day? In the act of closing your eyes and rehearsing who you're going to be when you open your eyes begins to install neurological hardware in your brain to look like you've already done it.
Whatever you're thinking about, that's who you will become, because thoughts lead to actions, actions lead to habits, habits lead to lifestyle, and that lifestyle is what dictates who you are.
Here's the reality. Bad days are in store for all of us. It's guaranteed. It's the circle of life. So the question we need to ask ourselves is it really worth wasting perfectly good days fearing the bad ones?
People chase happiness because they think that that's what they need, when in reality, happiness is just a byproduct of becoming the best version of yourself. So instead of chasing the emotion, become the type of person that is experiencing that emotion, and you can be in that state more consistently.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Why I'm the number one? Sometimes I ask that question to myself. Why me and not another one?
I think I'm good. But I think my main strength, it's my mind.
I think the rest is relevant. You have to be charismatic. People have to feel some connection with you.
Ronaldo? Cristiano Ronaldo?
The life, it's all about the balance.
Do you think what makes you different to the others, to the next rung on the ladder, if you like, of very good players, is the dedication level that you put in?
I'm always say it's all package, you know. First of all, it's the talent helps a lot, of course. But of course, the ethic of work. You have to put in your mind ethic of work when you are professional.
With the age, you start to understand that the most important thing is you know 100% your body and training smart.
Well, Ronaldo's mentality, isn't it? I think that's what makes him a player he is.
I know how to be good, how to be fit, how to protect your body. It's not the quantity, it's the quality.
He was already arguably Portugal's most potent attacking weapon.
I dedicate myself and I'm working hard, and this is why the goals and all the achievements that I get coming from dedication and hard work.
He really wanted to leave everything on the field.
Because I think the main point is the mind. If you feel motivated, it helps a lot. So I still feel motivated.
And that's exactly what we saw.
The numbers they don't like. If you see during the last 15 years, my level is always kind of the same. Effort, dedication, work hard. Because the talent is not enough anymore.
This is why I say, I like to lead by example.
And if you're not dedicated 100%, you're not gonna reach the level that you want.
Are you addicted to winning?
Yes, I am. I'm addicted to the success.
Day by day, we're getting old. Every one of us. You understand? It's normal. You have to adapt.
We'll be here. The difference will be here. When I say success, it's I work for that.
And I think nobody in this game have this brain that adapts with his age.
Talent is not enough. You have to. I dedicate myself so much that this is part of me. Records is part of me.
60%, 70% of my life, it's the base of in football. I dedicate myself not just to training, but to prepare myself. Sometimes you plan one thing for your life. And as I told many times, the life is dynamic and you never know what's going to happen. I'm not the kind of guy to like to give advice. I prefer to be as example because I'm an example.
I don't follow the records. The records follow me. It's part of my sacrifice, my obsession to win, to have success.
You currently have 145 records where you've been most first or only something in professional football.
My body is perfect. I'm still in the process to learn.
But the most of the times, 90% of my successful, if you say to maintain my fitness, my body, you know, it's good, training well. I'm there every morning and do the same stuff. I'm probably the first ones to arrive and the last ones to go out. I think the details speak for itself.
Out of this world, Cristiano Ronaldo.
You're a team player in the sense you love to win big team competitions, but you also love individual awards. They matter to you.
Oh my goodness, what a hit that is. Irrepressible, irresistible.
That's the thing that really drives me.
Yes, I think so. I think it's good. It motivates me. If something don't motivate it, it's better, to stop. The record's coming in a natural way. It's different. But when you are close, you say, why not?
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.